Las Américas celebrates composers from the Americas as well as compositions created here by composers from elsewhere.
The Las Américas Festival, I wanted to start with something that I consider the essence of American music, and that is the influence of jazz that really transformed what the American sound is.
Lang Lessing has a huge appreciation for the subjects of this concert, Gershwin, Strayhorn, and one other looming figure.
So you can't play jazz if you don't play the king. If you don't play Duke Ellington, it's not jazz.
He says symphonic adaptations to Ellington's music really give it something special.
The richness of the orchestra really adds to the jazz.
Weirdly, there's a San Antonio Spurs connection to this concert.
We have, as a soloist in that program, Vincent Ball, who happens to be Tony Parker's best buddy, actually childhood friend. We met Vincent when the symphony played for Tony Parker's wedding, and Vincent conducted the orchestra. And for me, it was a logic move to invite him back and play the Rhapsody.
The event will be simulcast outside the Tobin, too.
People can come and sit outside and enjoy it on this huge screen on the plaza in front of the Tobin and have a drink.
The free simulcast is Friday night only, though Rhapsody will be performed both Friday and Saturday at the Tobin Center. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.